Now, as Jim Rohn said, if you want to have more, you have to become more. So who do you have to become to have the success you seek in network marketing? This is one of the most important questions you will ever answer to obtain the success in this business and in any area of your life. This perspective will change your ability to obtain anything you seek from this point forward. Let me give you an example of this important distinction, this distinction of figuring out who you need to become as compared to what you need to do. More than a decade ago, when I was single and ready to find my wife and be married, I made a long list of the qualities of the perfect woman for me. I filled up more than 40 pages describing the wife-to-be in great detail. Her personality, character, key attributes, attitudes, and philosophies about life, tastes, interests, even what kind of family she'd come from, culture, and of course, physical makeup down to the texture of her hair, etc. I wrote in depth what our life would be like and what we'd do together. So I now knew what I wanted to have. If I then asked, what do I have to do to find and get this girl, I might still be on that butterfly chase. Again, as Jim Rohn taught us, success is not something you pursue. What you pursue eludes you. Success is something you attract by the person you become. If you want to have more, you must become more. So what I did was look back at every aspect on the list and ask two key questions, questions you'll want to remember. The first one was, looking back at all the attributes, characteristics, and qualities I wanted in her, did I possess all the attributes myself? Whoa, there was an interesting perspective. And then the second question, what kind of man would a woman like the one I described in the previous 40 pages be looking for herself? In other words, who do I need to become in order to be attractive to a woman of this substance? Then I made a long list of the traits, qualities, behaviors, attitudes, characteristics that I assumed a woman of this caliber would be looking for in a man. I filled up 40 more pages describing who I needed to become, and then I went to work on becoming those qualities. And guess what? It worked. As if she were peeled off the pages of my journal and appeared in front of me, my wife is exactly what I described and asked for, an almost eerie detail. The key was my getting clear on who I'd have to be to attract and keep a woman of her quality and then doing the work to achieve that. Now, let's translate this into who you need to become to have what you want in your network marketing business. What type of person do you want to recruit or attract into your business? What qualities and attributes do you want? If you could write a list of the ideal type of people, and based on your list, hundreds of people would beat a path to your door, what would you design those characteristics to be? Maybe you would say passionate, enthusiastic, disciplined, a positive attitude, punctual, hardworking, loyal, dedicated, persistent, a fantastic communicator, a great presenter, excellent people skills, well-liked, honest, and authentic. Oh, and we have to add committed. Maybe also a strong presence, confident, empathetic, has a great heart and loves to help people, persistent, reliable, and relentlessly consistent. Those would be the qualities you would want in those you recruited into your business, right? Well, now ask yourself, do you embody those qualities yourself? Do you possess, demonstrate, and exercise those qualities with fanatical devotion? Remember, birds of a feather flock together. The only way to attract people of those qualities is to be that type of person yourself. Be or become the person you want to attract. That is the importance of your continuing personal development. Don't miss this key tip. Here's what I want to encourage you to do. Make a list of the top 10 qualities you want in the people you want to recruit into your business. This will start to inform you on what personal development improvements you want to focus on for yourself. If you are unsure of what those qualities should be, do this exercise with me. Think of the most successful people in the world and use single words to describe them. This could be people like Richard Branson, Steve Jobs, Oprah Winfrey, a mentor of yours, a leader you look up to, your own mother or father, whomever. Now write down words that describe them. When I do this exercise in a live group, I will hear words like passionate and confident, charismatic, creative, persistent, committed, strong-willed, smart, honest, and caring. Now, there are really only three areas of training and personal development one can focus on. I call this the training triangle. The three sides to the training triangle are skills and tactics, product knowledge, and attitude. When considering those three areas, where do you think people think they need to learn and study the most? What do most leaders spend the most time training their people on? Unfortunately, most of the time is spent on product knowledge and specific skills and tactics, scripts, what to say when and how to do this or that, features and the specifics on the product, etc. However, you just described the most successful people in the world and the attributes and characteristics of why they are the most successful people in the world. Let's go back through the list and determine whether those descriptions responsible for their success describe a skill and tactic, product knowledge, or attitude. Ready? Okay. What is passionate? Well, that is most certainly an attitude. How about confident? An attitude. How about charismatic? Yes, still an attitude. Creative. Certainly it originates in an attitude, but let's also notate it as a skill. How about persistent? An attitude, one I definitely wish more people had. How about committed? Another all too rare attitude. Strong-willed? Definitely an attitude. How about smart? There, we have product knowledge. How about honest? Please don't say a skill, although some politicians would suggest otherwise. Honesty is a philosophy or an attitude. And how about caring? Yes, an attitude. So let's add it up. We have one for skills and tactics, one for product knowledge, and 9 for attitude. Now, you can see why attitude is so critical to one's success. You've probably heard the adage, attitude is everything, right? Well, it's not everything. But in this case, which is consistent with every time this exercise is performed in a room of 25 or 25,000, attitude is 80 to 90% of the reason why the most successful people in the world are successful. Attitude is the key. So when it comes to where you want to focus your personal development and what will be responsible for your successfully making the shift into entrepreneurialism, the key is the nurturing, continual cultivating, and never-ending fortifying of your positive attitude. I hope you get this key point. Over what to say, what to do, what to learn, what you do or don't know, none of that is as important as your focus on continually developing and improving your positive attitude. It is what separates the superachievers we all idolize from everyone else. Above all other attributes, it is their attitude that sets them apart and will for you too.